Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hod Leesenby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. McNeely moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Goslin reaches second base with a double. McNeely scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Goslin scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Durst moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Durst moves to third. Two outs. Hod Leesenby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, Browns. Hod Leesenby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesenby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Metzler reaches second base with a double. McNeely moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Blaeholder's glove, towards Melillo, who fields it, throws to second, with Kress covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive off the glove of McNeely, and into shallow right field. Tote reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Tote steals third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgerow hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Berry and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Durst takes first base on ball four. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blaeholder strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a line drive off the glove of Miller, and into shallow left field. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.